Dr. Kapinski dictating a female IME on February 14 regarding Manuela, M-A-N-U-E-L-A, Ascuna, A-S-C-U-N-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Ascuna as described in my report of 11-19-14. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Ms. Ascuna is now a 64-year-old woman who, again, reports she was injured at work on 10-4-11. Period, she asserts due to the consecutive and repetitive actions to take care of the workload, she injured her neck. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of radiculopathy, treated surgically in 2013. Period, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, she denies any interim injuries. Period, she was accompanied to the evaluation by her daughter named Stephanie Ascuna to help serve as a translator. Period. And we will insert the record review summary already done on blue pages. Physical exam. Extremity's upper range of motion of the left elbow was full without crepitus, but flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right elbow, as well as both shoulders, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. She had global tenderness palpation about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers normal, hands wrist elbows normal, extremities lower. The spectrograph of the middle revealed venostasis of both lower extremities, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Paired spine cervical. There was a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with her surgery. Paired. She had full range of motion in flexion, extension, and bilateral side bending, all with complaints of tenderness. Paired. Rotation left was 70 degrees and right to 65 degrees is the latter of which elicited tenderness. Period. She was tender in the midline at C7. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Range of motion was full in all spheres, but flexion and extension elicited tenderness. Period. To supine, straight leg raises and maneuvers were deferred. Impressions on 10-4-11. Manuela Ascuna alleged to have been injured at work from repetitive occupational activities in her position as a steward. Period. I will insert what is marked from my impressions section on the prior exam, followed by, since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. In 2017, she was seen by Dr. Christini and then Dr. Zook. She had a new cervical spine MRI on 4-2-18 that was unchanged compared to a prior study. She followed up with Dr. Zook through 10-3-18. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. She had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either upper extremity. Period, she had global tenderness to palpation about the left shoulder. Period, provocative maneuvers about the upper extremities were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted from the pages marked on my earlier report. Period.